Thanks for listening to this podcast of Trending with Timmeri. If you haven't already subscribed, please catch us wherever you love to listen to your podcasts, from the Relevant Radio app to Apple, YouTube, you name it, we are there. And if you listen on Apple Podcasts, please be sure to go and give us a 5-star review to help other people discover the podcast. Anything you share in terms of episodes, whether it's texting it to a friend, posting on social media, helps to build up the kingdom for God, to help confront the challenging issues we face as a culture, but with joy, with hope, and with an eternal perspective where our faith collides with everyday life, bringing eternal principles to help us live our life joyfully.
Relevant Radio is listener-supported radio.
Give from the heart.
Give from the heart.
To the radio station that supports you heart and soul.
This is the Relevant Radio Winter Pledge Drive. Give from the heart.
With Timmeri. It is so good to be with you. If you've been listening, we are in the middle of our pledge drive here at Relevant Radio. We need to raise $3 million by Friday. So if you love trending, you want to support our mission here at Relevant Radio, please donate and support online, relevantradio.com, the Relevant Radio app are the easiest ways to give and also see the gifts we have to say thank you. To kick off this hour, please join me in praying for an end to abortion in the United States and for our needs to be met during our pledge drive. We'll pray the Memoire together. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought to thy intercession was left unaided. Inspired with this confidence, I fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To thee do I come, before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in thy mercy hear and answer me. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Joining me today during the show will be Father Rocky in just a moment, our executive director here at Relevant Radio. Coming up, we're going to discuss perseverance and how perseverance isn't just for Olympians, and they seem to need a little extra of that this year at the Olympics in the face of some of kind of the atrocious things that China's been engaging in. We'll talk about this and why the ratings are the lowest ever in terms of people actually watching the Olympics this year. It has to do with what China is up to and more. We're also going to talk about unfair competition and how women are being silenced today, and they're afraid to speak up in the face of men dominating in their sports in the name of gender, sex changes, you name it. We're going to talk about how this is a real feminist issue that we must get behind, especially to preserve and save women's sports, especially people going to the Olympics one day. Joining me now is Father Rocky. He's our executive director here at Relevant Radio. And Father Rocky, it's so good to have you here and talk to us about everything that's happening here at Relevant Radio and the great successes we've seen.
Well, first, we've got a great new show on the air. It's called Trending with Timmeri, and it's hosted by Timmeri. That's you. You've been on now for, what, a year and a half?
Yeah, a year and a half, approaching 2 years already. It's Easter.
So I get to listen to your show every night because I need to put my headphones on about 10 minutes before we start the rosary. So I hear your last 10 minutes, and I take notes, at least mentally, especially when you say you need to sleep more and exercise more. I mean, you were speaking to me the other day because I got out of bed the other day, and my back was killing me, and I knew, you know, I need to get on the treadmill. I got to get exercise. And then to hear you say, because you're so young, like, why do you need exercise? You're so young, right? But somebody my age, we need to get out there and move, and it does so much good for you mentally, spiritually, emotionally, physically. So it's great to have that on air. So all the great things happening around the radio, well, our listeners know about that because they're the reason for our success. They call in, they pray, they support us. And long story short, in the last 5 years, we've more than tripled our reach. You know, we're now reaching about 250 million people in our country. And our audience has grown. It grew tremendously during COVID because I think, you know, we were there for people. We brought them the Mass every day at noon. We brought them the Rosary in the evening. And our show hosts were on air just about every single day of the year 2020 because they had no place else to go. They couldn't go anywhere, right? They couldn't go on pilgrimages. They couldn't take vacations. So our audience absolutely loved it. And they supported us with that. So a lot of great things going on. You know, we've got this promotion this year on Mary, Mysteries and Miracles, because we learned our audience loves the Blessed Mother. And there's an old saying from the early fathers of the church, De Maria, which is Latin for about Mary, numquam satis. You can never have enough, do too much. And so we've got the promotion now that we'll send out a little email with some information on all the feast days of Our Lady here. The other big things going on, God has really blessed us. We found a beautiful building in the Chicago area in Lincolnshire.
Bought it less
than a year ago. And it's going to be our headquarters. And really, St. Joseph came through for us on this because it's basically a new building. It was only 15 mm-hmm. years old, so it didn't have any issues with code or maintenance, you know, fire issues or ADA, American Disability Act. And we basically move in, and now we're renovating the first floor to put in audio studios, radio, video studios, production studios, a welcome center, and a common area for creativity and a chapel. So that's going to be huge. And it met everything we needed. You know, the number one criteria is we wanted plenty of free parking. So it's got like 135 free parking spots. And for most people in Chicago, it's a good commute. It's, you know, 25, 30 minutes for me. That's not a big deal. Some, you know, it's closer, and others, you know, it's 45 minutes or an hour. That's just kind of the Chicago metro area. So that's a real blessing for us. And we started on new stations recently. We started in Baltimore just in the past month. And we had other stations we went on there last year. I think it was Pittsburgh and Youngstown and Riverside, San Bernardino. And there may be other stations coming
along. Yes, home.
So all that's been great.
Yeah, it's exciting. San Bernardino is so excited in Riverside to have that station for the first time. People there in the Inland Empire, my home county, they're so excited to hear Relevant Radio. So shout out if you're listening in San Bernardino County in Riverside. That's great news.
Yeah, so we've got most of Southern California covered now with KCO, that's 1000 AM, out of Oceanside down by San Diego. Then you've got KHJ, which is Heritage Rock and Roll Station from Los Angeles, 9:30 AM. Got plenty of traffic out there. There's a whole lot of public transportation. So that's really in our wheelhouse, you know, when you've got the people in cars. And then, you know, we've got that long commute from the desert, Palm Springs, to LA, and that goes right through Riverside, San Bernardino, through Ontario and all that. And lot population there, and we were able to pick up an AM station, so we're blessed. I think now we're broadcasting on 198 AM and FM stations and frequencies around the country from coast to coast, Maui to Maine, reaching about 250, 260 million people. And then everything we do on the air, we do through the internet, right? So it goes across the internet on our website, relevantradio.com, on our app, which is the number one radio app in this country, not just Catholic radio app, and not in terms of the number of people who downloaded it, but in terms of user satisfaction. And we do the study independently by Jacobs Media, and we're thrilled with that. I mean, they've never seen anything quite like it. And I think it's because everybody's who's involved in Relevant Radio, they're constantly updating it. And that's where I can send people, say, hey, you need to listen to the show by Timmery. And then I select it, I share it either through email or on social media or on a text message. It's really, really convenient. So a lot of good things happening. And the Family Rose Across America, which is coming up tonight at 7, huge audience, turns out, every night. But I've also noticed there's a correlation. When it's cold and dark, more people pray the rosary. Yeah. In the summer, you have people outside. They're golfing, they're playing sports, they're water skiing, they're biking, they're camping, they're on vacations. Not as many, but during the school year, it's a big hit. We have over 100,000 people praying that rosary with us at the same time, and then it becomes on demand. And I don't know, maybe over the course of the day, 250,000 people participate in it. And so we've got that many people praying for an intention, things happen. Like that boy that called in the other night from Houston. And he had some intentions for his family. He said, then I want to pray that we get a snow day on Friday and we don't have school. And I said, wait a second, where are you calling from? He said, Houston. I said, man, you really need a miracle if you want a snow day in Houston. And they got it. They got an ice day and school was closed, right? Canceled. So
that is a good day for
small
a kid.
Miracles. Yep. But I got to say, really love your show, Timmery. You're a young lady. And you've got real clear ideas. You've been able to pick up great formation, speak about things passionately, but you don't hit people over the head. And people can tune in if they want to. If they don't want to, they won't. But, you know, you deal with the tough issues in a fair way, in an honest way. And I can see that, you know, really, your only concern, it's not to be right. It's to make people happy, you know, because if we don't follow the law that God has given us, you're not going to find happiness. You're not going to find peace and joy. That's really what people are looking for.
Amen. I see so many people today, my generation, above me, below me, they're starving. They're looking for happiness. They're looking for relationships and fulfillment. And you can't find that if you don't have Christ. That's why it's such good news to hear that Relevant Radio is growing, that we're reaching more people than ever before. Father, I mean, our ability to reach 260 million people just via radio, that doesn't count the app, the podcasting, or online. People aren't even watching the Olympics this year. Their audience nearly halved, but you know what people are doing? They're listening to Relevant Radio because they need to hear that hope, that human fulfillment that's understood in God.
Well, you know, I always loved watching the Winter Olympics. To me, the Winter Olympics is about one event. It's about the downhill, and the Summer Olympics is about the 100-yard dash, right? So I don't have a TV where I live, but I've got the computer, and I've got my phone, and you know, there's almost always a paywall there. And I said, look, I'd rather just get the commercials and not have to pay for it. But you can get some stuff. And this morning, I think when we were praying the rosary, I prayed in a special way for all of the Olympians, you know, because you're going down that hill at 80 miles an hour.
Yeah, and you don't want them to crash or,
you know, fall off. But it's pretty exciting. And how about that? You know, they've got Olympics in China. And, you know, they made snow out in the desert. And, you know, we'll see what they can do. So I pray for all those people in the Olympics for their safety. But I also know that, you know, we've got a great offering every night. We know that people have left The Price is Right, Jeopardy, and Tucker Carlson at 7 p.m. Central so they can be in the Family Rosary across America. Isn't that something?
Amen. I mean, that's so neat to see that people are choosing to sit down as a family and pray together. And this is why we're asking people to support Relevant Radio, to be with us on this mission. That's Father Rocky, our executive director at Relevant Radio. We're going to be back with Father Rocky talking about how perseverance isn't just for Olympians. We'll also discuss women's sports, a feminist issue that we should be speaking up against and not allow gender, so-called gender, to get in the way of women succeeding, winning, receiving scholarships, and moving forward with their lives. We'll also talk about the atrocities happening within China and concern many of the athletes have currently while they're there, but they're being silenced. So we'll be back in just a little bit here on Trending.
Hi, Father Rocky here asking you to give from the heart. Our winter pledge drive is underway, and we have a beautiful gift for you at the $50 a month level. Have you seen this yet on our website or app? It's really special. It's a very colorful frame, Stations of the Cross, with a beautiful picture of our Lord in the middle, surrounded by the 14 stations. You need to see this at relevantradio.com or on the app. It will look great in your prayer corner or in your living room, and you can pray before it during Holy Week or any time throughout the year. This framed Stations of the Cross is our special thank you gift for $50 a month or more to Relevant Radio. And it's a great hour to give. We have a dollar-for-dollar match right now, this hour, so your gift to Relevant Radio will be doubled. Give online now at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app, or you can call us at 877-291-0123. Give from the heart.
Cale Clark from The Cale Clark Show and the Faith Explained program on Relevant Radio, joining Timory on Trending right now for this very special hour. This is a matching hour. Any amount that you donate, no matter how big, no matter how small, will be doubled thanks to a partnership challenge that we have going just for this hour. And we've got a special goal right now on Trending with Timory. We want to raise $25,000 for this February pledge drive. We want you to give from the heart. Sometimes we have a number goal. We want a certain number of callers. Today we're shooting for a dollar amount, 25. So, hey, if somebody gives 12 and a half, then we're going to have it, right? So, because it's a partnership challenge. But we need to obviously reach our goal for the week. And Timory, there's so many great ways to do it. You can call right now and talk to a real person, a real human being, if you like to do that. Who doesn't? 877-291-0123 is the number to call. But if you're a little bit more shy, you can go to relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app. It's fast, it's easy, it's secure, and you can make your donation there. Plus, Timory, you can see all the great pledge drive premiums that we have.
Oh, we have so many great thank you gifts. I want you to have these beautiful holy relics, gifts of crucifixes in your home. I know, to me, I love having that reminder to pray in the middle of my day. I mean, my husband laughed at me at one point. We had a crucifix in our bathroom. There's not really a good place in our bathroom right now. He's like, why didn't you put a crucifix there? I said, well, I have nowhere else and it's beautiful. And I spent a lot of time in the bathroom getting ready, you know, one thing to the next thing. So yeah, thinking, of course. So please, we're asking $25,000 is a lot to ask this hour. So we need you to give and to give generously. We've had great news already in these last few minutes. $2,000 has already been donated. We need $23,000 more. Thank you for supporting us. California, my home state, let's step up and say we can give and we will give generously. Let the world know that you stand behind Relevant Radio and you're grateful for what you have. And whatever you give, that money is doubled. So we're asking you, please, we have someone who stepped up, actually multiple people saying, if you give during this hour of trending, and there are only 40 minutes left to do this, we will actually double that money. So if you give $10,000 right now, we will be doubled to $20,000 and we'll almost be to our goal. So please support us here on Trending.
Absolutely. Let's do that. I'm so enjoying, Timory, the conversation you're having with Father Rocky. He'll be back right after this quick break, so stay tuned. When I first started working at Relevant Radio, he always said the three P's of radio are preparation, passion, and personality. He's got those in spades, but we need one more, and that's a P for pledge. So make your donation now. Give from the heart, 877-291-0123, or through the app or through relevantradio.com.
Bridging your Catholic faith with your everyday life. You're listening to Trending with Timory on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.
Coming up, we'll talk about the Olympics and what's happening in China and what's happening in women's sports. A ton of controversy and a feminist issue to jump on. Very important. But first, perseverance is not just for Olympians. Yet we tend to think, well, that's for that person. They have great talent. They're an incredible swimmer. They'll be in the next Olympics. This person, you know, is a bobsledder. I mean, how rare is that? Yet they continue to practice and perfect and increase their speed. We talked about Nina O'Brien, who took a massive crash this weekend. And here she is. The medic team is with her for 10 minutes, delaying the games of the Olympics. And the one question she had was, how fast was I going? And joining me to talk about this topic of perseverance is Father Rocky, our executive director of Relevant Radio. Father Rocky, that story of Nina O'Brien just really sticks with me because here she is saying, how fast was I going? Yet so many of us, we struggle to exercise. We struggle to make it to confession. Perseverance is so important for us on a human level, and yet we tend to forget about it.
Well, perseverance takes a lot of heart, and it's a grace. You know, it all depends what you're talking about. So maybe it's a perseverance in your vocational commitment to marriage, and me, my vocational commitment to the priesthood, whatever it is. Sometimes it's perseverance in a project. And you got to pace yourself. I think ultimately perseverance is grace. But back to the skier, if she wants to know how fast she's going, she needs to get the Ski Tracks app on her phone. That's what I have on my phone. And it's GPS
enabled. You like to go fast, I take it.
I love to ski, and I love to go straight down the hill, and 80 miles an hour in a downhill is very achievable, right?
Is that normal?
That's the way they go.
To go that fast?
Sure. No, in a downhill, that is, you know, and even amateur skiers who know what they're doing can get speeds of 60, 70 miles an hour, but you have to do it in controlled conditions so you're not a threat to other people.
Yeah,
you don't do that on a crowded hill and all the rest. But yeah, that's gravity and lack of friction out there. So perseverance is a grace. And in terms of our Christian commitment, it's not just a question of willpower. I don't know if you've ever heard of the story of the 40 martyrs of Sebaste, S-E-B-A-S-T-E. It was in the 4th century. I think it was probably around the time of the persecution of Diocletian, early 300s. And that's in Armenia. And they refused to take an oath of allegiance to the emperor and renounce Christ. And because of that, they were sentenced to die of freezing in cold water. And they had their little mantra there, 40 Martyrs we 40, let us be, and let us get 40 crowns to go into heaven, because they refused to renounce their Catholic faith. So 40 of them jumped into the water, and they're making this chant, Lord, grant us the perseverance that we can win these 40 crowns. And then, unfortunately, one of them lost heart and jumped out of the cold water. And one of the Roman soldiers who watched was so moved by their experience and witness that he jumped into the water, and in that moment he was baptized, and the 40 died. They prayed for perseverance. So in your marriage, in your vocation, commitment, you pray for that perseverance. A lot depends on what you're bargaining for when you make that decision, right? So if you're going to run a marathon, you know, what are you getting into? If you're going to do the Walk to Mary in May, it's 23 miles, be prepared for it. If you're going to go to the Olympics and compete, you know, be prepared for it. And same thing, you know, with the priesthood. You know, sometimes I wonder, and I'm not passing judgment on any of these people, but there were some high-profile priests who have not persevered, and I'm thinking, I wonder what they were thinking about when they made that decision. I'm very blessed, and I consider myself very fortunate, when I was a young man and I was discerning my vocation to apostolic celibacy, giving up everything for Christ, an older person said, you know, you need to get on your knees in front of the crucifix. That's where you're going to find your answer. And so it's always been pivotal to me, looking at Christ on the crucifix with the nails in his hands, the crown of thorns at his head. What am I bargaining for? Right? I'm bargaining for the cross. This is what it's all about. Mm-hmm. And I think if you try to sell a vocation short of that, people can't persevere. Right. So if we don't have the cross and Christ in the middle of our marriage relationship, then as soon as you have a bad day or things don't get your go your way, and then people give up, you know, so we have to be very Christ-centered in our commitments. Now, people might think, well, that sounds horrible. You know, I don't want to be on a cross. It does sound horrible, but many times it's a metaphorical cross, right? It's that giving of yourself completely to Christ. It's part of the Christian. It's part of the Christian deal that we do, right? So I was talking to a priest not too long ago, not much different age than myself, and he was kind of in a holding zone, and he had left the practice of his ministry for quite some time, and finally his archbishop said, you know, you got to give me a decision in a month, either going forward or you got to leave. And he asked me my advice. I said, look, the only advice I can give you is you're going to find your answer on your knees in front of a crucifix with a crucified Christ, not the risen Christ, right? The crucified Christ. That's where you're going to find. You know, and so he knew I wasn't personally involved in this. I wasn't going to root for him or pressure him to do this or that. So you got to make your own decision, right? But you're going to find your answer on your knees in front of the crucifix. And he did find his answer, and he bargained for the cross, right? And he's very happy now. And there's the paradox of the cross. When you embrace the cross, it brings freedom, and it brings joy, and it brings happiness. And we hear that every night, every day. You know, the prayer intentions we get during the Family Rosary Across America or on Drew's show. And it takes maturity, persevere, right? And that's why in a wedding vows, you know, whenever I preach at a wedding, I said, okay, in a few minutes, you're going to exchange these vows, and you're going to say, I promise to be true to you in good times and in bad. And I explained to the spouses and everywhere there's no footnote there. There's no asterisk. It doesn't list what all the good times are. And it doesn't list what all the bad times are. When they're good, they're really, really good. And when they're bad, they can be really, really hard. So how are you going to do that? Only with God's grace. Only with God's grace. And if we ask him for that grace, he'll give it to us. And we'll get that grace in the Holy Eucharist. We'll increase that grace through the sacrament of confession and prayer. And it requires a tremendous amount of humility, right? Marriage does, any kind of vocational commitment. Because the moment you start taking yourself too seriously, you're going to get really bent out of shape. So that's very important. Now, perseverance. I've never run a marathon. Have you ever run a marathon?
No, I hate running. I would never exercise.
Yeah, I don't like running at all. But I could ride a bike for 100 miles if I had to. But running, no, that's not my thing. Or I could be out on the ski slopes all day long. But running's not my thing.
You're listening to Trending with Tim Ray, talking about how perseverance isn't just for Olympians, it's for us. Following through, finishing, completing things. This is a fundamental part of our cooperation with the gift of grace in our lives to fight the fight that we are called to, that St. Paul speaks of so beautifully. I've fought the good fight, I've finished the race, I've kept the faith. I hope these two will be our words. That's Father Rocky, our executive director here at Relevant Radio.
Cale Clark here alongside Timory. Wow, what a conversation. I was just riveted listening to Timory talking with Father Rocky, the CEO of Relevant Radio, about perseverance in the spiritual life. Obviously, Olympic athletes can inspire us in that regard. The saints, too, the martyrs. We need it. It's a virtue that we need to keep going. And we need you to help us keep going here on Relevant Radio. That's why we're having this pledge drive. It's our winter pledge drive. We do this four times a year so that we can bring the light of Christ to a world that really needs it, that unfortunately is enveloped in a lot of spiritual darkness. And you can do that in so many easy ways. First of all, you can go to the phone, pick up and talk to a real human being, 877-291-0123. Friendly operators are standing by. And of course, you can pick up your phone and go to the app too. RelevantRadio.com, the website. You can go to the app. And while you're there, don't forget to take a peek at our Pledge Drive premiums, Timory.
We are making our way toward that $25,000 goal. Thank you so much for stepping up and supporting us here at Relevant Radio. It's a lot to ask. We have 33 minutes to go. RelevantRadio.com, the Relevant Radio app, are the easiest ways to give. Whatever you give, that's doubled. So if you give $4,000 right now, that's doubled to $4,000. We've hit $3,000 so far, so we need $22,000 to go. Wait, I'm getting news now, Kale. We've hit $4,000. An anonymous donor. Yes. Great news.
More cowbell.
Yes, an anonymous donor from La Hombra, California has stepped up and they have given $1,200.
Oh, wow. So that $1,200. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Kale, that $1,200 is doubled. That is doubled to $2,400.
Yep.
So we are making our way toward that $25,000 goal. If you want to give, relevantradio.com, the Relevant Radio app, join this team here at Relevant Radio to impact hearts and minds and to change the world for Christ. Change your heart, your family's heart, strangers who you will never know, from New York to California. We are reaching people with your help.
Absolutely. And you might not meet some of these people until we gather together in eternity. And what a reunion that will be. But we have to be good stewards in order to make that happen. Who's a steward? It's a servant who is entrusted for a time, could be short, could be long, with the goods of the master. Hey, everything we have is a gift. We're just trying to take care of it. Won't you be a good steward? We'll be a good steward of the funds that you donate, I promise. And every gift that you give during this hour of trending is matched 100%. Please give from the heart. Do it now. 877-291-0123 or go to relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app. Give today. Give from the heart.
This is the Relevant Radio Winter Pledge Drive.
Give from the heart.
Give from the heart.
Have you heard the news? A man by the name of Will Thomas has been competing for 3 years of his athletic career, men's swimming. He's been doing participating in the team. His ranking has been number 462. Did you hear about this? Well, he didn't make any news until he decided to start taking cross-sex hormones and was allowed to become number one in women's swimming in some of the top Ivy League schools in the nation, beating women who have worked since childhood to be the best, their best swimmer possible. And now the University of Pennsylvania, time and time again, continues to defend this man, Will Thomas, who now goes by the name of Leah Thomas, is taking cross-sex hormones. And the NCAA, the governing body for women's swimming at the Ivy League level, has allowed for this to go on. The University of Pennsylvania women's swim team time and time again has said they object to this. It's not fair. It's taking championships. It's taking scholarships. It's taking the future from women in women's sports, because a man who, again, was ranking number 462nd as a male swimmer, who competed as a male swimmer for 3 years, and suddenly in this last year is competing against women and is dominating, in fact, taking and breaking and making records in women's swimming. Feats he could never have done if he was competing with other men. You see, this news, no one's talking about it, because the real story is about a man who was losing at swimming. Now, am I saying that he shouldn't compete? No, but the real truth of the matter is he lost against men, so he decided to play against women. That's the bottom line. And this is what's interesting about the whole story, because maybe you followed the story of so-called Leah Thomas. That's what he is now going as, formerly known as Will Thomas. Well, things continue to change over and over again surrounding how on earth governing bodies of sports navigate the crisis of gender ideology and gender so-called identity today. It's an ideology that is harming men and women, confusing them about their sexuality, about their pursuit of happiness, about their mental health. It's damaging and mutilating their bodies in the case of sex changes. And it's damaging, and in some cases, if you're a child taking cross-sex hormones, it's preventing puberty from occurring, because you're taking puberty-blocking drugs, cross-sex hormones, that prevent the body from ever fully and properly developing. We know in studies from even just early hormonal replacement use of birth control, simple birth control, which that's another topic for another day. We've talked about it here on the show. Even just early use of birth control for a 13-year-old up until the age of 25, when your prefrontal cortex fully develops right around 25, use during those years can actually damage the emotional brain interaction and actually leads you to be more susceptible to depression and anxiety. Did you know that? And yet now we're getting even higher levels of cross-sex hormones to young kids who are confused about their sex, both blocking puberty, but also playing a science experiment on young brains, preventing them from properly developing and properly being able to maintain a healthy state of mental health. This is a really big deal, and the rubber's meeting the road yet again here, because women's swimming, just like all women's sports, are in utter jeopardy, where women are losing against men who grow out their hair, shave their chests, maybe shave their legs and wax who knows what, and suddenly calls themselves by a female name. It's unacceptable, and it has to stop. You know, there's not a lot of controversy necessarily surrounding this with the Olympics this year, but there has been controversy surrounding the so-called gender identity that is an ideology that is truly destroying lives today. But it's two stories. One, it's the story of the problem of women's sports and women who are being cheated and bullied. But the second story is the widespread cooperation by the NCAA, the governing body for sport, for many areas of sports, by Ivy League schools, including the University of Pennsylvania, the cooperation in encouraging someone struggling with their gender to mutilate their bodies, take damaging cross-sex hormones before the brain is fully developed, and to then go through with the continuing mental health risks that are unacceptable. That is what's wrong. We're hurting the person who's struggling with their gender. It's not good, these solutions, and then we're damaging women's sports. Here's the deal. News came out over the last week. You see, the many women, I think it's about 40 women who are on the team, the women's swim team there for the University of Pennsylvania. Well, they've been bullied into silence. They unanimously were planning to boycott some of their final meets of the season because they knew they couldn't beat Will Thomas, who's going by Leah Thomas. He's a man. He's been dominating them and dominating the other teams they compete against. Well, they were going to boycott the race, but they decided not to because they didn't believe that the university, the Ivy League schools, as well as the NCAA would have their backs and that they would be kicked out, especially for those seniors in their final year of competing. So they ended up competing and continue to. But they're silently speaking out. That is, they're anonymously speaking out. This week, on their behalf, former Olympian Nancy Hogsheadmaker has actually come out, and if you don't know her, she's a 1984 swimming gold medalist from the Olympics. She's coming out on behalf of 16 of the teammates on the University of Pennsylvania swim and swim team because they object to Will Thomas, who goes by Leah Thomas, who is a man. They object to a man playing in their sports, and they hope that he will be sidelined so that other people can compete. As they continue in their various meets, going into the highest levels of competition at the last of their season, they're asking that he not be allowed to compete, a time when not even the full roster is allowed to compete, yet he continues to be allowed to compete when other women are not. It's unacceptable. And so Nancy Hogsheadmaker has actually had to step out and speak up for these women. 16 have stepped up anonymously. Now, why are they speaking up anonymously? Because they've been bullied into silence. In fact, in the letter that was released by a former Olympian, it was released information emphasizing that they're speaking up because they've been told that if they speak up, they would not be able to compete. And this is what's just absolutely shocking. I'll share with you more of the story. In fact, they said in the letter, we will be removed from the team or we would never get a job offer. That's what they were told. They will be removed from the team or never get a job offer if they speak up publicly about objecting to a man competing against them in women's swimming at the collegiate level at the end of their season, some of whom are seniors who will never swim again at the college level. This is unbelievable. So in the letter, I'd like to read to you just a little bit of what's said because it's very important to understand what's happening to women's sports. It reads, and they're very kind to Will Thomas, who identifies as Leah Thomas and says he is a woman. They say, we fully support Leah Thomas in her decision to affirm her gender identity and to transition from a man to a woman. Leah has every right to live her life authentically. However, we also recognize that when it comes to sports competition, that the biology of sex is a separate issue from someone's gender identity. Okay, pause again. I'm reading. That's a whole other thing to be discussed. But look at it. When it comes to sports, most people agree that your biological sex matters. So continuing on, they say, biologically, Leah holds an unfair advantage over competition in the women's category, as evidenced by her the ranking that have bounced from 462nd as a male to number one as a female. If continued to compete against us, would break University of Pennsylvania, Ivy League, and NCAA women's swimming records, feats that could never have been done by Will Thomas if he were competing as a male against other men. I'm paraphrasing in part the statement because they keep referring to Will Thomas as a female. He is not a she. You can't exchange he for she. And I find it fascinating that they're so politically correct that they talk about, you know, respecting that this person's on their journey and living their authentic them, you do you culture. But suddenly they did care when it's about their sports team and the fairness and the capacity for them to win and do well in their own sport. Thank God they're speaking up. Although they're speaking up anonymously because they have literally been threatened, it's important that we understand that biology and sex matter. There's no such thing as your gender identity and your biological sex. The two are one. We are created and we are created male or female. We are created with a soul. All the way down to the level of our soul, we are called to live out our femaleness or to live out our maleness that corresponds, that matches with our biological sex. And when we advocate for any other type of living, when we live any other type of way that doesn't complement one another, we create a disunity and a confusion within ourselves. It has to stop. And I hope that we continue to put light on this issue, because even if we say you do you, but we don't want to compete against you in women's sports, we have to understand that just this highlighting of biological sex and unfair advantage continues to point to the reality of maleness and femaleness.
Changing lives in your neighborhood and across the nation. Here's another Relevant Radio miracle moment.
Listen, I just wanted to tell you a quick story. About 3 years ago, I was driving into work in the morning, and there was a bumper sticker on a car in front of me that said Relevant Radio 930 AM. I tuned in, and that's when I came across you. Patrick, you and Relevant Radio have literally changed my life. I want to tell you now, I'm a lifelong Protestant, and now at the tender age of 55, because of you and this show, I am an RCIA, and I'm converting to the Catholic faith, and I just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart.
This miracle moment was brought to you by you. Make a tax-deductible donation now to support our mission at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app. Or call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123.
Touch a heart and change a soul by making a donation to Relevant Radio today.
Cale Clark here from The Cale Clark Show and the Faith Explained program on Relevant Radio, coming at you alongside Timory for this hour of trending. And Timory was just talking about the fact that the brain doesn't fully develop until you're about 25 years of age, and maybe your decision-making skills aren't the greatest up until that point. I know I can identify with that, but hey, here's one decision that you'll never regret, no matter how old you are, no matter how young you are. As long as you're young enough to call legally, you can call this number, 877-291-0123, and donate right now to our Give from the Heart February Pledge Drive here on Relevant Radio. You can also, of course, as you just heard during that miracle moment, go to the app, go to relevantradio.com, and you can give securely there also. We are trying to raise $25,000 this hour for Relevant Radio. We've raised $6,000 so far. We have a few minutes left in the show, and this is a matching partnership hour. So this means that for the next 15 minutes or less, any gift that you give will be doubled thanks to generous donors just like you. So if somebody gives $10,000 right now, if you're able to do that, hey, we will meet our goal right now, Timory.
Oh, I'm so excited. California is stepping up. We have Helen from Anaheim. Love Anaheim.
Oh, yes.
First started doing radio there in Anaheim. $25. Thank you, Helen. Mary from Carlsbad, my beloved San Diego. I miss you and your weather. Mary, thank you for giving $25. We have first-time people stepping up. First-time gift from Anthony, Sleepy Eye, Minnesota. Hope you don't sleep too much. $50. Thank you for your gift. Again, first time gift, Betty from Newburgh, Oregon. $100.
Wow, thank you, Betty.
Thank you for supporting us. And I have some news. The news is here. I'm so excited.
We're working
toward 25,000. We have 15 minutes to go. And here's the deal. We've hit 6,000. So we need 19,000 in 13 minutes. Okay, so more than 1,000 a minute. If you can give 5,000, if you can give 10,000, if you can give perhaps 250, such as Teresa from Lexington, Kentucky, please, I'm asking you to support us here at Relevant Radio so that we can meet our goal, 25,000 this hour, as we work our way up.
Yeah, we can certainly do that. And you can call right now, 877-291-0123, or go to the Relevant Radio app or relevantradio.com. And while you're there, you can see all the Pledge Drive premiums. For just $1 a day, we can give you the San Damiano Crucifix. It's a beautiful icon that you can look at, that you can gaze upon for the whole year, really, for as long as you have it. And it'll help to remind you of how Relevant Radio is trying to bring people to the cross, bring people to Christ. Call right now, 877-291-0123, and have your gift matched 100% for the next few minutes.
So, what's trending? Bridging your Catholic faith with your everyday life. You're listening to Trending with Timory on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.
Thanks for being with us this hour. If you're not already subscribed to Trending, please head over to relevantradio.com where you can listen to the podcast, see the notes, link to other podcasts, share it with a friend. You can subscribe wherever you catch your podcasts. We're there with you on your Relevant Radio app as well. I know you're listening there. Listen, lots going on with the Olympics right now. Man, I don't know about you. Would you be willing to travel to China for the Olympics with everything that's going on? I've discussed here with Reggie Littlejohn on the show a lot of the ambiguity about what would happen surrounding quarantine and COVID restrictions. And there was a lot of unknown, and there's a concern about China having some of our elitists of the elites there in China, and will we get our athletes back? That's been a question asked, and there's still growing concern about this, but the stories are being silenced. In fact, people who, specifically Olympic athletes, who are posting on social media, their posts are being taken down. It's interesting because even ahead of the Olympic Games, when the Americans were getting ready to go, when there was legislation concerning China and China's many atrocities, from everything from what used to be a one-child policy to today, multiple, you know, anyone can have babies as long as they're married and you have permission from the Chinese government. And now they are persecuting and forcefully aborting and sterilizing the specific population of the Uyghur population there in China. You know, internationally, it actually shouldn't even be sanctioned that China is hosting the Olympic Games. Yet for some reason, we're ignoring international law. We're ignoring accountability that's supposed to be had by those who are a part of the Olympic Committee. And so here we are, you know, people are competing in China. And I found it interesting because it was almost a warning to kind of just be quiet. Don't say anything. Cover up what's happening in China. Nancy Pelosi said, "I would say to our athletes, you were there to compete." In other words, don't talk about what's happening in China. Don't talk about the punishment to the people. Don't talk about your experience. Did you know that our Olympians are actually starving there in China? They are being rationed food. They have poor living accommodations while they're there. Some of whom who have tested negatively for COVID, including people, for example, from one of the hockey teams. He used to compete for a hockey team for the NHL, for the Chicago Blackhawks. Now a Finnish hockey player who tested positive for COVID 18 days ago, Marco Anttila, he is now tested negative for COVID, but he, you know, statements have been released that he doesn't know when he gets to return back to his team, even though he's healthy, he's tested negative now. In fact, their own coach has commented, "We know that he's fully healthy and ready to go, and that's why we think that China, for some reason, they won't respect his human rights, and that's not a great situation." We've heard even from some athletes posting on social media that they were in practically solitary confinement, and they were told, "Okay, you know, you're healthy now, you can go back to the games," and they're taken to another facility. I'm sharing all this with you because no one's talking about it. The fact that they have poor sleeping accommodations, a lack of food, some athletes have even posted sharing that they're hungry, that they're not eating enough food there while they're in the midst of the competition. I mean, what's happening? This is a story we need to focus on because this goes back even to the topic of Will Thomas, who calls himself a female and is competing as Leah Thomas in the Ivy League schools as a swimmer against women when he's dominating. I think he's 462nd against men, but is number one competing against women. Well, all the women were told to be quiet, that if they say anything about him competing, that they wouldn't have a future and a career. They wouldn't be allowed to compete anymore. Well, similar things are happening to Olympians. They're being silenced. They're being told not to share what's happening in China. This is a reminder to all of us. Even in the face of success, even in the face of getting some egg on our face in the eyes of the world, sometimes in the eyes of our loved ones, we have to tell the truth. We have to tell the truth about what it means to be male and female. We have to tell the truth about the fact that people are literally dying and being forcefully sterilized, aborted, and killed in China by the Chinese government, that even our Olympians are being treated poorly. And this is the reality of the situation. The Americans were smart. They knew something was up. So the Americans took tons of food with them to the Olympics. So the Americans aren't starving. But we're seeing other nations who did not expect this. Their athletes don't have what they need. Some are losing weight, looking pale. They're sleeping when they shouldn't be sleeping during the day. But this is what happens when we're apathetic. This is what happens when we don't speak up and tell the truth. This is what happens when we stick to the status quo, ignoring the fact that the truth will set us free, that God is truth. He's called us to be a light to the world, to save people who are in the darkness, to be the light of Christ, shedding Christ's light to other people. So this is why we talk about the truth of what's happening at the Olympics, in women's sports, and about what we're called to as people of faith, to be honest, loving, true, forgiving, merciful, but truth is at the heart of all of this.
Hey, it's Cale Clark here joining Timory. I'm the host of The Cale Clark Show and The Faith Explained on Relevant Radio. Glad to be with you, Timory, on Trending as we are asking you to step up to the plate, to use another sports analogy. Hey, Timory, you were just talking about the Olympics and give from the heart. Hey, you know, there's another game, you might have heard about this, it's called the Super Bowl that's happening this Sunday. You know how much it costs for a 30-second ad during that game? Well, this year it's going to be about $6.5 million for 30 seconds, and then it's gone. We're trying to raise $3 million, which will keep us going for a quarter of the year. We have almost 200 radio stations across the great United States of America. Plus, we're broadcasting to the entire world through our app and through relevantradio.com. We simply cannot operate this network for 3 months without your help. Your donation does so much good, reaching so many souls. I think that's a lot better investment, and you can join in, invest for eternity right now by calling 1-877-291-0123. Toll free, 877-291-0123, or go to relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app. Every gift in the next 5 minutes will be doubled 100%. Double your impact, Timory.
We're working our way to 25,000. We have 5 minutes to go. For the first time, Marianne gave Supporting Relevant Radio in Lowell, Indiana, $400. Thank you for joining the Relevant Radio family and supporting us. Vern in Sun City, West Arizona. Whoo, that nice warmer weather sounds great right now.
Yes.
$100, first time gift. Thank you so much for supporting us here at Relevant Radio. We have some people giving large and small, whatever you can. John in St. Louis Park, Minnesota, $35. I would love some $35,000. If anyone could do that, we'd hit our $25,000 goal for this hour.
Right,
RelevantRadio.com, Relevant Radio app are the easiest ways to give. Okay, let's see who else. Gary stepped up in Las Vegas, Nevada, Kale, giving $50.
Wow, thank you, Gary.
Yes, thank you, Gary. Eric in Blackstone, Madison, $100. Arnold, Reno, Nevada, $500. And I'm at Maine,
wow.
Blackstone, Maine. This is so exciting because here we are. We see the body of Christ stepping up and they're saying truth matters. God matters. We recognize Relevant Radio is reaching 260 million people coast to coast just with live programming, not even including the podcast. We want to help change hearts and minds. So thank you for what you are able to give to make this happen.
Absolutely. And don't forget, every gift is matched 100% dollar for dollar for the next 3 minutes. And you can call in right now and give your pledge. 877-291-0123 or go to the Relevant Radio app or relevantradio.com. Now, when you go to the website or to the app and you click on donate, you can see all the pledge drive premiums that we have, gifts that we want to give you. It's just our way of giving thanks and saying thanks in some small way for the sacrifice that you're making. And one of the ones I want to highlight right now is the San Damiano Crucifix. And if you just give a dollar a day, sign up for that pledge amount, we're going to send you a replica of the famous San Damiano cross. And of course, St. Francis of Assisi heard Jesus, felt Jesus, maybe mystically saw Jesus speaking to him from that cross. It probably kind of freaked him out for a minute, but the message was, Francis, rebuild my church, which now lies in ruins. And he actually thought it meant the physical building, started picking up bricks and getting to work. And Jesus said, no, 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 build big people. Hey, if you try to build big people, those living stones in my church, guess what? I'm going to take care of the rest. And that's what we try to do here at Relevant Ready. We try to build big people for the kingdom, and we trust that God is going to provide our needs through you, our loyal and faithful listeners. And we want you to give from the heart right now, 877-291-0123, or go to the app or the website, relevantradio.com. Tamari.
And Kale, I get it. You know, doing good, it can be difficult. Making the right choice, telling the truth, you know, doing, you know, small things with great love, that's hard. Even giving just a little bit to Relevant Radio. But our Lord, I know this. Our Lord provides, and He provides in abundance. Where you give, He gives tenfold. Mm. But we have to trust in Him. We have to have that level of faith, and we have to step up and give. So please, relevantradio.com, the Relevant Radio app, are the easiest ways to give. 1-877-291-0123. Thank you for supporting us here at Relevant Radio.